Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Another blessful Monday morning. Wow, wow, wow. 7/21/2014. I don't know what y'all been thinking about, but we are past the halfway point. It is past hump day when it comes to thinking about this year. Man, hopefully y'all had a blessful weekend. Well, tell y'all, I know I did. I'm here to talk about it. The Bread Man one time is in the house, and I am feeling great. Thank y'all for stepping in. I'm going to try this again this week. Now, I ain't playing this week now. This is going to be a short show. I'm for real this week. Last week, I got in trouble. I had to pay fines and everything messing around with y'all. But this week is going to be a short week. I know, Bread Man, I did set the show up to come on at 11 o'clock, but everybody, when you have the schedule I have, everybody and their mama wants you in their place early, or else you'll be there all day long. Anyway, with that being said, y'all know that, those guys was up there in Morocco, Indiana. Y'all knew what the outcome was going to be. We're going to be discussing that. And also, we're going to be discussing cooling devices for our cars in our TikTok helpful hint. And y'all know how the Bread Man do it. We getting ready to get started on this inspirational vitamin. Lord knows I need it this morning. I had a very disturbing Thursday evening for some reason. I felt like things was turning for the worse. In my case, y'all know I come on here, I'm always inspirational. And, you know, I just want y'all to know, Bread Man is human, too. I am a human. And I have feelings sometimes, and sometimes I feel like you know, I need to discuss it with y'all, because if I don't let y'all know that, you know, I may need prayer. I do pray. I do ask God to help me in overcoming my shortcomings that I have dealing with individuals in the community, haters and everybody. So with that being said, I'm asking y'all for that are out there, that y'all believers, to, you know, help me through my situation. You know what I'm saying? I'm going through it right now, and I need some help. With that being said, I'm going to read the inspirational vitamin. And the reason I'm reading this is because this is basically this is basically what I need. Bread man on the verge of choking a couple folks out. I'm just going to go and put it out there. I'm on the verge of it now. So I'm asking y'all. I know it may sound funny, but I'm keeping it 100, you know. So I need this right here. This is a great, great, you know, illustration of how I need to have discipline. Till the answer comes. So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds. And to him who knocks, the door will be opened. You can find this in Luke 11, 9, and 10. Let me read as well. The success of the persistent man in the face of a flat denial was used by the Savior to illustrate the need for perseverance in a humble prayer before the throne of heavenly grace. Answer is not immediately given. The prayer Christian must gather courage at each delay. He must urgently go forward until the answer comes. The answer is assured if he has the faith to press his petition with vigorous faith. Negligence, impatience, and fear would be fatal to our prayer. The Father, heart, hand, and infinite willingness to hear and give to his children is waiting for the start of our perseverance. Perseverance. Come to you this morning asking to strengthen my faith, Lord God, so that I will gather courage to press on towards a more holy life. We ask right now, Heavenly Father, for those that are traveling back from Indiana, those that are traveling northern, that went to Indiana, we ask you, O Heavenly Father, to strengthen them, get them home safely, and we ask, O Heavenly Father, if there's anyone out there that needs prayer, that you just allow them to just fall to their knees, O Heavenly Father, and pray for whatever it is they're going through, and pray to help them through it, O Heavenly Father. We ask that we as a family just help and touch one another. We ask all these blessings. Amen. Good morning. Thank you for allowing me to have that moment with you. With that being said, I'm gonna go to a commercial break right quick. I need to get a couple individuals in here. So if y'all don't mind, I'm going to slap over to a quick commercial break here. For holding, the bread man is back. I am back. Well, let me get to my tech tip for today. Y'all know it's hot out there, and y'all know we need to check our radiators, make sure that we have the proper, adequate cooling solution in the radiator. Y'all know, y'all, we ain't supposed to have no antifreeze in our radiator on these tracks out here. So, well, Breadman, what can we use? They have the stuff called water wetter. You can put that in your car. You can get a lot of things that have that doesn't have that coolant, antifreeze like stuff that you need to put in there to kind of keep your radiator clean and oiled up. But what am I getting at, Brad? Well, I've been noticing that I've been seeing a lot of people with Powerade bottles for their overflow system. Powerade bottles trapped in there and Mountain Dew bottles and wondering why, you know what I mean, the car getting ill handling on the other end. Well, let me say to you guys, cut it out. That will not work. Get you what you need. They have an overflow tank. It's very cost effective. Jig, Summit, Barnett, wherever you are. Let's get one put on these cars, fellas, for the summer holiday, the summer months. We need it. We definitely need it. That is my small tip of today. Now, let's get to the callers at hand. Y'all want information on what went on the race and this and that. Guess what? I didn't make it to Morocco. So, in order for y'all to find out who, what, did where and how they did it, we knew where they were, but how they did it is a whole thing in itself. I called the one and only Tony Vines this morning. He I'm gonna go ahead and put it out there. If it wasn't for Pro Stock Joe, I wouldn't even have information on the race. So if y'all don't have information on the race, the one thing that you can do is you can log on. You can log on Smack Talk Update and send Pro Stock Joe a message, and he will message you instantly from the track on what's going on, just like he do me all of the time. Thanks, Smack Talk, the bonus update. It goes as follows. Buddy Blow, Saturday, the captain cockpit of the Little Bull S10 gave the break to Anger Management. Well, let's just say Anger Management S10 drove home for the win. That seemed to be a pretty decent race right there. Now, I mean, I don't know what races y'all looking for, but it gets better. I'm sure y'all looking at, you know, which I'm looking at this screen right here. There's a lot of people from the north on here. Why are y'all on the South Show? Well, it's fine. It's fine. No, Brett, I'm not going to be like that. I'm not going to be like that. I understand why y'all on, this ain't good, y'all. This ain't good. Somebody done throw their hand up. I hope I didn't get no, I ain't trying to start nothing this morning. Hold on a minute. Coming in, 6670. Whoa, what's going on? You are on the Breadman One Time Show. Good morning, sir.
How you doing, sir? Mr. Bread, how you doing, my brother?
Just great. This is the one and only, the number one starter, DJ Bread.
Well, hopefully pretty soon, Brad, I'll do something to deserve that type of introduction. But
you got to look at it, DJ. You know, sometimes we look at, you know, if our car down, we down, when we shouldn't be like that. I'm not. I've been over that. My car went down. Guess what? In order for it to get back up, I got to get up and do something about it. Y'all hear me out there. If y'all hear me out there, just throw your hand up. Blow your horns for the truck driver. Huh? That's right for me. The Bread Man, I just told him something. But with that being said, DJ, had a great time up in Morocco. I was just giving out the my instant update with Pro Stock Joe. I'm sure they want to hear about prime time.
Well, hey, I want to hear too. I need to update myself.
Well, DJ, I'm not going to even tell you a story, man. I'm going to just keep it 100. Prime time is what they say, man. Them boys went up there and smacked the northern guys in the back of the head and caught them before they hit the ground. That's how bad prime time did the north this weekend, this past weekend. It was bad. It was bad. Now, with that being said, I believe, I'm trying to read and speak at the same time. Y'all forgive me here.
You got
prime time at the end with Tommy Griggs behind the wheel. Come on, DJ. Go to mute now. Primetime S10 with Tommy Griggs behind the wheel of the East Side. Oh, no, not the East Side Strangler. No way. The East Side Strangler Sting, who left the line premature. Good God Almighty. He red lit, y'all. So, you know, that was one win for Primetime and Tommy Griggs. I'm going to stroll down because there's a lot of updating here, y'all. Y'all forgive me now. There's a lot of updating that's going on. it says that we need to send money to Indiana because they got Primetime held hostage up there. And they need bail money to get out because they really did. Uh-oh, y'all. This ain't good. This DJ Grant, I'm glad you're on here. I'm going to need some help because this seemed like one of the northern guys calling. 8961. Good morning. You're live on the Bread Man One Time Show. I'm not trying to start tonight. Don't come on here starting now. We just trying to give an update. What's going on with you?
Oh, nothing much, man. Enjoyed the weekend, man. It's a beautiful thing, man. But what happened to
who
that Lambo car?
Who am I speaking with?
This boy Roy. This bad boy Roy. I ride with Ground and Pound.
Oh, okay. That's what I'm talking about. How y'all do this weekend, Ground? Did y'all get to taste any of them southern funky ribs this weekend?
Oh, yeah, we smelled them funky ribs, man. They were smelling pretty good, too, to me, you know. But That boy Rambo, man, he got knocked off by one of our boys, man. Y'all ain't calling out the wheels now for us. I got to represent now. Rambo got knocked off.
Well, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. I said I was strolling down, and I didn't want to put the wrong information out there. That's why I was setting you up. See, I only said two races. I only said two races. I didn't say all the races. And I was setting you up. I'm just telling you, on the air live, I was waiting on y'all to get on here with that one race that y'all won. One.
Hey, but that's the baddest car that came up there, wasn't it?
Well, I ain't going to. I mean, obviously it's not. I mean, that's the baddest. What's the baddest car in the South? Let me ask you that. What's the baddest car you feel that's in the South right now?
Ooh. I would say that Lil Rick.
Okay, was Lil Rick on the premises?
No, he wasn't. You're right.
Okay, was Johnny Realtree on the premises?
No, I can't say I've seen that guy there either.
Was Cold Killer on the premises?
No, he wasn't there.
Okay, so what I'm getting at is, now don't get it twisted now. I am not taking anything from y'all win. If y'all beat Tony Vines, guess what? I guarantee he try to lock y'all in again. I guarantee.
That's true, too. But I tell you what, them cars, they would accommodate all them cars, so they all running about the same. You know that. Tony Vines will beat the guys we talking about with that same car, right?
No, he hasn't beat Cold Killer. But yes, he has beat. No, he has beat, you know, he has beat, you know, the other two that you named, Lil Rick and Real Tree.
Yeah.
Yes, he has beat those cars.
So, they some heavy hitters. I ain't going to lie. This is a heavyweight there, boy. Them boys is right. I'll take my hat off to Tony Bass, but they always come to gamble, man. I love them boys when they come up here, man. They don't change big game when they come to ring.
Well, that's what it's all about. Breaking up. You're going through a breakup. Breaking up on me. He's breaking up, y'all. I'm gonna have to get back with him. I'm gonna come back to you. You're breaking up. 24-631-2453. Good Lord, I clicked on the wrong one. Hold on 1 second here. My bad, 803. My bad. My bad, Chief. The guy in front of you hung up. Good morning, 2453. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi, Joe from ProTorque. How are you, bud?
Just fine. How you doing, Mr. Jeff?
Every day. It's Joe. Every day is good.
My bad.
No worries.
I'm glad you called in. I didn't throw the topic out there that we had from last week because I was took your advice. I didn't know if you'd be able to get in, but I'm glad you called in. But that way I can just finish that quick segment up. Well, Nana, let me go ahead and, y'all, we have Joe, hold on a minute, we have Joe from Pro Torque Converters. Well, let me explain why I have Mr. Joe on here. Last Monday, we had a topic, Mr. Joe, about dyno and engines, and I was asked prefer to, you know, dyno in a shop or just stick their motors in a car and go to the track, and it was still split up. Well, the reason I brought the converter company on for ProTorque is they're one of the leading converters right now out there for people that's flying, for those of you that don't know. But the reason I brought them on here is because we wanted to ask a big-time company, would you prefer to have a dyno sheet or would you prefer a client to call in and try to wrestle through him not having any data on what's going on other than, you know, what the gear ratio is in his transmission, what the reading gear is? What would you prefer us to have in order to make our experience better?
Okay, it's a good question, and it's a valid point. And I think that there's no quick, definitive answer one way or the other, but I can tell you this. The more information, whether it be us or any other torque converter company, has about your combination, the better off we are. So, when we take an order for a torque converter, and we do lots of grudge guys, we also do a lot of high-end, high-profile, full all-out drag race. We do every genre of racing, pro mods, top sportsmen, 10-5s. We just broke the drag radio record this weekend with Big Daddy Dwayne Mills, ran a 408 at 3,200 plus pounds in Tulsa Saturday night. We do lots of grudge cars. Most of the grudge cars we don't even advertise or discuss. We're from New York, so there's lots of grudge guys up here in New York, and we've done lots of grudge cars all over the country, specifically down south as well. Guys like Scotty G, they're involved with grudge guys, and there are lots of different names, but our procedure or our protocol with grudge guys is never discuss who we work with or what we do. So if you're a grudge guy and you call in and you want to know, what we're doing, how we're doing it. Some guys let people know they're using a ProTorque. Most of them don't. So we're real cautious about, what we say and who we say it to. With that being said, as a grudge car, a lot of guys don't want everybody to know what they're running and how they're running it. But if you don't let your torque converter guy know, your torque converter guy is really your clutch guy. He's the guy who's going to determine how that car is going to get down the track, how quickly it's going to couple, and how efficient it's going to be. So you need to give your torque converter company, whether it be ProTorque or any other good reputable company that you are comfortable with. And I know a lot of the guys all over the country, they've got a local builder, and they like to use that old local builder because, they know that he's not going to tell anybody else what he's doing, and that's fine too. But you got to take that guy and you got to give him every bit of information. When we speak to somebody on the phone or when they come here to our shop, We're looking for specific information, year, make, and model of the vehicle that gives us an idea of what kind of suspension they have, what gear ratio they have, what first gear they have, what tire size they have, what's the cubic inch on the engine, where does it make power, how does it make power, what's the RPM range, what's the maximum RPM on the engine, where are we going to shift it at? You know, then we start to look at, you know, some of a snapshot of the vehicle. And with that snapshot of the vehicle, now, you got dyno numbers? Great. Are they engine dyno numbers or are they rear-wheel dyno numbers? So that becomes the next question. Engine dynos are great. I will tell you that there's definitely a variance between different engine dynos in different parts of the country, and it gives us a good roundabout, but, you know, I'm not going to lie. We've seen guys put engines on one dyno and it dynos at X, and then put it on another dyno and it dynos at Y. But, you know, somewhere in between is going to be the actual. Now, you can't get away from the fact that the real-world dyno is a drag strip. It's a simple physics math equation. It's how much weight and how much acceleration. So, mile per hour is indicative of power. You can't get away from that. So that is your ultimate dyno. When you put that car on the track and go from A to B, that is your ultimate dyno. That's going to tell you how much power you're actually producing. Unfortunately, we've seen lots of times where, well, you know, the car dynos such and such. Yeah, but the mile per hour doesn't indicate that you're making that power. So it is a more complicated issue than one or the other. In my honest, humble opinion, the more information we have, the better off we are. The more information we get from the racer about the vehicle combination, the closer we can get to a converter that's going to work properly.
Right, right, right. I'm following you. And
so
basically, go ahead, Joe.
No, so with that being said, you know, unfortunately I missed your show last week. What was the consensus of the guys that you were discussing this with?
Well, basically, we were trying to find out, you know what I mean, basically, is the engine dyno, I mean, it's hard to have, you know what I mean, it's hard to get a converter just by saying, okay, I got my engine. I went and built me a 598, okay, and, you know, I just bought it off the shelf, $22,000. It come with a little sheet, was blueprinted to tell me what's in it, right? I throw it in a car, and I can't get down the track. Why? Because I'm overpowering it. I don't know where to shift it at because it's not saying that. So that was my thing of why I would. That was my opinion on why I would go to an engine dyno, find out what my curves are, basically what my setup would be, you know what I mean, maybe where I should be shifting or whatever, and then come up with a plan where I can call you guys next and get a good converter. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Otherwise,
I mean, yeah,
otherwise,
that
that's what I was
good,
going with.
Yeah, that makes good common sense. I mean, look, you're going to, and I'm going to try to, not to muddy the waters any more than what they already are,
okay,
but a lot of guys will talk about peak power numbers. Well, I'll tell you what, I'll take a lower peak number if I can get a broader torque curve. Okay, and the reason being is, you know, if you can transfer more power throughout the range, you're going to produce a better ET. So going on this fact, when we talk about horsepower, we talk about horsepower per revolution, okay? And that's in a revolution of the motor, how much power does it produce, right? So
right.
Traditionally, I can tell you this, that the higher the average RPM, the faster the car will be because there will be more power pulses in that given length of time. So,
okay.
you know, you can get dyno numbers for a motor that produces X horsepower, but one has a broader curve and it will be faster. So the peak numbers are great, but there are other mitigating factors that will affect overall performance. But the smartest thing to do, in my honest, humble opinion, if you're looking for a full-on official opinion, is sure, if you have the ability to have the motor dynoed and know what the number is, that's great. You'll know that it's making X power. The ultimate dyno to me is the drag trip because it's going to tell you what the car is actually doing and what power it's actually producing to the tire.
Well, let me ask you this right here. Let me ask you this here, Joe. Say that, you know what I mean, it's a brand-new car. Say that the engine is brand-new, transmission, everything is brand-new. What do you suggest we do as a consumer to come up with an idea on what type of converter we're going to need? What would make us close?
Okay, the best my humble suggestion is to work with a good, reputable torque converter company that knows these combinations best and that you're comfortable with giving them your information, that they're not going to discuss your information with anybody else, and let them give you their suggestion from their experience. You know, there are a lot of converter companies out there, some of them good and some of them less good. Some of them are great. You know, I think, you know, I mean, luckily I work for a great company that I stand behind what we do, and very clearly the numbers dictate that we know how these cars operate well. But we work very closely with the race teams to make sure that the combinations work right. So you got to pick a company that's going to know your combination, look at your data, look at the car, and help you decide what needs to be done for that combination of car. And if adjustments need to be made, they need information to make those adjustments accordingly. There are a lot of different factors, gear ratios, converter charge pressure, the amount of oil that's flowing through that trans into the converter will change the way the converter works. That's also super important. How you're making the power, how you're applying the power. You know, there's a lot of different mitigating factors, lots of different reasons why a car will run or won't run. So there's no one simple answer. You know, to know how much power the engine produces before you put a car to the track, that's just smart. You know, that's just, hey, I know this motor does this. But
right,
that doesn't mean you're going to get it down the track.
Exactly.
Doesn't mean you can apply the power. And a torque converter's job is simply to transfer the amount of power from the engine to the transmission, ultimately to the tires. So that torque converter is a key element to the overall operation of the car.
Exactly. So back to that question, how would we do it? I mean, what would we do? I mean, how
what
do
would
we
you do about
up?
What?
Well, basically, peaking, you saying get with a reputable company. We know
yep.
that. But what information will we give you? I mean, I'm calling in. It's just, you know, a rough draft here. I mean, I'm calling in with a new car. All I have is the weight of my car, the tire size, and the gear ratio to rear end. That's it.
Right. And those are critical. Those are critical information. I would say the other, like, let's say today you wanted to order a converter from ProTorque.
Uh-huh.
What you would do is you'd call in, and I'd start asking you a series of questions. Basically, the same questions that I just laid out for you before.
Right.
Gear ratio, tire size, weight. What's the first gear ratio in the trans? Who built the transmission? What's the
right.
rear gear ratio? What tire size is it? What is the cubic inch? What is the CFM on the carburetor? If it's a nitrous car, what jets are you planning on using? What system are you using? If it's a turbo car, it's who's tuning the car? What engine management system are you using? What size turbos are you using? You know, if it's a blower car, you know, what pull are you going to use? How much boost are you going to run? So there, all of those, you know, all of those questions will allow us to determine what's going to be the best product for that combination. Okay, you know, it certainly we can say that a 598 cubic inch in a 4,000 pound grudge car is going to require something that's different than a 598 cubic inch in a top sportsman car. You know,
right.
That's let's say 2,500 pounds.
Right.
It is a
right.
different application. The motor information, the amount of power that the engine produces, is absolutely critical, but there are so many other factors to choosing a torque converter for an individual customer. You know,
right.
we would choose a different converter for a customer that's using a three-speed 400 than we would a Power Glide with a 158 first gear, because that will load the converter completely differently. So converter choice is never on strictly dyno numbers.
That's what I'm looking for there. Yes, that's what I'm looking for right now.
That's the simple, you know, if that's the question we're trying to get to, can you get the proper converter by just dyno numbers? The answer is absolutely not.
That's what I'm looking for right there. That is exactly
okay.
What I'm
Go ahead. Now, can you get the right converter if you give your converter technician all of the information? I don't see why not. Do you need dyno numbers? Usually not. I mean, you know, we use. Look, I'll be honest with you. On the inside track, if you will, if I told you how many people called here and said I got 800 horsepower and they've got an engine that's 396 cubic inch and they're using a carburetor that's 650 CFM, I can promise you that man's not making 800 horsepower. Okay,
right.
You're just not enough
right.
air, not enough fuel to produce that kind of power. But if you looked at, you know, the volume of product that we do and the volume of people that we do, we've gained a pretty good library of what is and what isn't. So, you know, you can imagine a street car, a good healthy street car is 1 horsepower per cubic inch. So if you got a small block 350 and it's producing 350, 400 horsepower, that's a good healthy motor. You're not going to get a small block that has very little work that has 600 CFM carburetor produce 800 horsepower. It's just not possible. That's where we go,
right.
Okay, well, what are the dyno numbers? What are the dyno? Well, we didn't dyno it. We just, a friend of a friend built this engine combination and made 100 horsepower. Trust me, that friend of a friend didn't build anything near that engine combination to build 800 horsepower. So that's where you know, as a consumer, you're using the experience of a good, reputable company to say, yeah, no, I don't think that's actually what's going on. And again, certainly, if we're just talking about dyno numbers, I can tell you that we could take a GM stock engine, a 502, that produces 502 horsepower, 550 foot-pounds of torque, and you can put it in a street rod, or you can put it in a 4,000-pound grudge car, and they're going to operate differently, and they're going to need different converters. You cannot choose a torque converter based off of engine horsepower dyno numbers alone. And I think that's the question that you're asking. Am I right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
that is
your answer.
That is correct. We do have some hands up. People may have questions here.
Keep in mind, I only have about another 5 minutes.
Okay, Joe. We appreciate
you. Get him out.
Okay, Doe. Hold on a minute. 941-0817. You've been holding a while. Go ahead.
Yes, I have a question. This is probably a vague question, but I have a question. I just put a torque converter in, and I put the torque converter in. What I did, I had sent it off to have it loosen up a little bit. So when I put the converter in, I didn't make any changes. So the car slowed down like 210. So I was wondering on my nitrous, should I bring the nitrous in sooner to make this work, or is it just showing me that the converter is very tight that
okay.
I spent off a half done?
Now here, this is a great question and a great thing to address. And here's my answer. I have no clue. And I'm going to tell you why. Because I have no idea what the car is doing. Just because you slowed down 2/10 doesn't mean anything to me, and I'll tell you why. Unless I have some kind of data logging, unless I have some kind of information, unless I have, you know, I'm a big proponent of RacePack. You can get a sportsman data logger for, you know, $700 or $800.
Well, that's what I'm reading off my graph. So,
right.
Okay.
So unless I can see what the engine RPM is doing, what the drive shift is doing, and what the G-meter is doing, there's no way for me to know why you lost 2/10. And that becomes super important. So for any torque converter builder, data logging becomes the most critical piece of equipment to help their customer. So anything I say about your combination is a complete guess, and I'll do you the favor of not even commenting on it because there's no way for me to know. You'd have to send me your data files. I'd have to look at them. I'd have to see what the car is doing. I'd have to see where you shifted it. I'd have to see what the efficiency number was out at the end. Unfortunately, a lot of times even in our own case, we can take a torque converter and give it to a guy and he can pick up a tenth, two tenths. Okay? And it's because we know the combination. But we can take that same torque converter, give it to somebody else, and he can slow down a tenth or two tenths. Because the combination wasn't right. And that's why information is critical. We'll go back to the first thing that I said on the phone, which is the more information your torque converter builder has, the more likelihood he's going to get you a converter that's going to work properly. So you loosening the converter doesn't tell me, did it raise the stall speed? Did it raise the recovery point? Did you lose efficiency? There's no way for me to know. And if you'd like, you can send me a data. I'd be more than happy to look at it with you. The email address is Joe, J-O-E.
Okay, hold on. Let me write that down, Carl.
Sure.
That's all right. Let me write that down. Okay, go ahead, sir.
It's Joe, J-O-E, at Protorque, ProTorque.com. It would be completely unfair for me to make a comment about your combination and the converter that you sent to someone else.
Well,
and why it slowed down.
I got a converter from you guys. I got it from you guys.
Well, then I'm giving you the exact answer I would give any customer of ours.
Yeah.
Listen, I have no idea what's going on. You'd have to send me the data. You have to show me what's going on. When you loosened the stall speed of the converter, did the mile per hour change?
Yeah, the mile per hour was down. Yes, sir.
Okay, so a lot of times when you loosen a converter, you think you're doing better so you can pick up 60 foot, but the real problem is that you're losing some efficiency, and you start losing efficiency, you start losing mile per hour.
Joe, ask him, why did he think it needed to be loosened up, Joe? Ask him, why did he think it needed to be loosened?
When I looked on my graph, I have the 7531. When I looked at it, I saw, you know, and stuff like that, it seems like that the converter was too tight. Because, you know, how was my 60 foots and stuff was and how the RPMs were going. So what I did was I said, well, maybe if I loosen a little bit, maybe I can turn more on to get the car out there more.
Okay.
I think I made the wrong change.
Hey, this dog, Red Man, thank you very much. Joe, I just want to say, because you said you don't have much time, man, this is a doggone good show, and the more you talk, the more you get down to the regular... to the regular guys with just the regular questions, and you're doing a damn good job, and I wish you didn't have to go, because we got a lot of people that are just regular people that need to know, and you are getting down to those regular people answers instead of the technical answers. But Joe, we appreciate you coming on. At least I do appreciate you coming on here,
my
this
pleasure.
Part of it. I wish you didn't have to go too quick, because we really could ask you some good questions. But anyway, good job, Joe, and thank you for coming on the Bread Man Show.
This kind of came at me at very last minute. I had no idea. So they really just they threw this at me like 2 minutes before I called. So if you want to call us back and schedule it so I can talk to you guys a little greater length. They have a couple of specific questions that you want answered to. That's no problem. I'd be more than happy to do that. It's certainly much easier to answer some questions from your listeners and answer a whole bunch of questions. You know, so answer one question for one guy and three other guys had the same question, and now. You know, we just gave some technical information to a bunch of guys instead of one. So I have no problem doing that at all. Maybe they can give me a shout back, and in the weeks coming, you know, you guys can get together.
I will, a couple questions,
and I'd be more than happy to respond
back.
You
got a phone number?
Yeah, you can call our offices here at 631-218-8700. We're located here in New York, Long Island. Been in business for 30 years and, you know, had the great opportunity to work with a lot of great, great race teams. Professional race teams, grudge teams, outlaw racers, that's our thing. That's what we do.
Joe, I know you got to go, but I'm going to ask one plain question that a lot of people want to ask. You're going to answer this. If you answer this one question, you're going to have a whole bunch of guys that shame to ask it. And just like you said about the talk converters, and again, I want to say good job, man. We wish you could keep on going. But now, a lot of guys that using different type of lube or tightens or loosening converters, like the regular transmission fluid or the hydraulic fluid,
yep.
Is that right or wrong?
That's absolutely correct. Viscosity, a torque converter is, in its pure essence, a fluid coupling. So it is directly connecting the engine to the wheels, to the transmission, via fluid. So the difference in viscosity of the fluid will absolutely change the way the torque converter operates. Now, it's not a huge, you know, it's a fine-tuning element. It's not. You're not going to change it 500 RPM. You're going to change it a small amount. I've heard reports of you know, 100 RPM, 200 RPM. If you go from a zero weight to a 50 weight, it'll tighten it up, you know, 100 RPM. And sometimes that's all you really need. So pressure and flow and viscosity will absolutely change the way a torque converter works. One thing that we've worked on diligently over the last couple of years is not just fluid and what types of fluid, but the pressure and flow that the transmission feeds the torque converter is absolutely critical to the operation of how the thing works. So, yes, if you want to loosen your converter up and you got a real heavyweight 50 fluid in it, I'm a big fan of synthetics. I know they're a little pricey, but they're more stable at higher temperatures. If you wanted to loosen it up a little bit, temperature is kind of hot. Track is kind of sloppy. You want to try to make some quick adjustment. Well, by putting a lighter fluid, you will technically loosen the viscosity of the fluid and loosen the converter.
All right, Joe, I got you. That was a good one, boy. A lot of people didn't want you to say that, but that was a good one. We appreciate you. Brad,
no
man,
problem.
Appreciate you opening my mic, Brad, man.
No problem. I'm not just good-looking. I'm smart, too.
Hey, Joe, I'm going to go and let you. I got, man, you done lit my whole board up. Now you're running out here on me. But I did tell you, you know, you really surprised me. You stepped on in at moment's notice, and I appreciate it. And I will call and call your other line and set up some type of an appointment to have you back.
Yeah, it's a pleasure and an honor. And if you give me a little bit of heads up, I can schedule, you know, a chunk of time. I know I've been on the phone here for about 25 minutes, which is probably about 10 minutes longer than I need to be in an appointment about 10 minutes ago. But no problem.
Hey,
we'll set it up, and you get a list of questions together, and we'll see what we can do to help you out.
All right, Joe. You take it easy. Thank you
so much. Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
Yes, sir. Go.
Red man, I have to say this, Red.
Hold up, son. I just want to ask Red man, can I do one more thing? I need a favor. Red man, can I do one more thing?
Come on with it. You know you're the man. Go ahead.
No, I ain't going to do that because it's your show, but the guy that we had to talk over the question about the RPM and loosening, is he still on the phone?
Hold on, dog. I don't.
Yeah, I'm still here.
I was going to say he's still on the phone because, you know, if Joe can't come back and do it, and Bridgman, I wish I had a note he couldn't go because we could have asked him some good questions. We could have really got him good with the name
of the
question.
He's going to come back. He's going to come back on.
Right,
he promised me he would. We're going to have him back on here.
All right, go ahead, Stone. I just wanted to say that. Hey, Brad, man, appreciate it, man.
Oh, no problem.
I was going to kind of co-sign what Dog was saying. You know, a lot of people, but it's not. Everybody needs to know this stuff. I mean, we all competitive, and we all need to be able to help each other. I'm sure that probably helped a lot of people, helped a lot of people out.
Did you know about that changing all? Did you know about that,
Stunner? I did. I've already tried it, and it worked.
Yeah.
It definitely worked. But it's amazing just talking to people that's knowledgeable that can give you information, cooling your combination. I mean, it can make or break it.
But I'm glad you said that. And, Brad, man, I'm basically talking to you. See, what I'm trying to say is he talked real long about the technical stuff. If you had just let him keep talking, he was breaking it down to the regular guy, the average guy out here. I'm just talking about us. I ain't talking about the people with money out here. And if you really want to know it, ain't none of us really got no money. But the average guy out here, he ain't going to use a bottle high dollar ass talking with it. What he going to do is just going to take the one DJ Grant said wouldn't work in his car, and he going to put it in his car and try.
Yeah.
He's going to take the one that Bread Man had that wasn't working in his car. That's the way we do talking with it. So we don't need the technical stuff. We need to know it, but we don't do it. We use this converters that everybody else said it's too tight for them or too loose for them. We're going to try that one. That's how we get our torque converters.
I'm going to tell you like this. If you got the wrong converter in your car and you put the right one in there, sometimes it can pick you up somewhere between 1 and 3, sometimes even half a second.
Well, I don't know about that many seconds, but you got a point there.
I've seen it.
Yeah, torque converter is the most, that's the most critical thing you got. You got to know what you're doing with a torque converter, man.
That happened with me when I first went from I was a hardhead a long time ago. Went from a 5-speed street strip type of car, and I went in and put a C4 in the car. Car worked fine. I was lucky enough to get the converter, when I put the C4 in, car ran, picked up and ran good, and I went from a C4 to a turbo 400. And I called myself, you know, getting the right converter, or thought I'd listen to somebody and gotten the converter, and the car went from running 620s to 680s. Just changing transmission and getting a different, you know, because of Chevrolet transmission and converter. So, you know, I told them everything that I had, you know, but it just wasn't right. So called them up again. They sent it in. All they did was kept tightening. The car went from 680 to 690 when it came back, and went to 660, 670. Sent it back again. And each time, they had to change it three times, but they got it back to what it was doing prior to me changing the transmission, but all we did was just kept changing converter. Car ran good. It looked like it was fast, but it wasn't doing that. It was just blowing through the converter.
Hey, Brad, man, I know you said it was going to be a short show, but I did want to give a report on what happened up there and doggone it, up at No Limit Raceway, but I ain't going to do it if you got hands up. The only way I do it is you got to tell everybody to put their hands down, because I got some good stuff and I got some bad stuff, but if you want me to put it out.
Go ahead on, man. We listening.
Yeah,
this kid. I'm on
mute. Go ahead, dog.
Well, with DJ Gretch, you might not want to go on mute, because they upset because you, Buck Naked, and Bad Storm, they said y'all, they had y'all pumped up the show and y'all didn't show up. So I'm going to say what
okay,
you want to say.
Hold on. One quick second. I don't want to clear it, but I'm going to just tell you what happened. Yesterday was my birthday. I was coming to Morocco, and my brother asked me, was I going to the race out of town? And he said, I might not want to, because my dad was coming in town. They was planning a little surprise get-together for me. My birthday was yesterday. So I'm
Happy
sorry
birthday,
I couldn't
man.
Make Appreciate it. That's what happened.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, okay, I'm glad you said that, DJ, because, see, that's what I mean by we need to clear this up, because, I mean, I looked at B's face, and he was disappointed that you didn't come, and Buck Naked didn't come, and the Bad Storm talked about all that shit, and he wasn't nothing but a fucking, he wasn't nothing but a damn drizzle, and he didn't come, so that kind of was disappointing that he didn't show up. We was also disappointed that the
man
one bad boy didn't show up either.
I
just got to keep it real.
I did call Biz, but he didn't answer. I just figured he was probably busy with the show. But
let me go.
Do your thing.
Okay, but like Kid said, man, I met old Kid up there, and Kid, no, I'm going to be honest with you now. I'm finna be honest with you. Them guys up there at No Limit Raceway up there, doggone it, and Leak and Leon. If Leak and Leon come on anybody else's program, anybody's, and talk about what he going to do, take that man, don't mute his mic, cut him off. We was up there, Leon said if he had arm pressure, he was going to race. Leak and Leon came up there, doggone it, with his car at 5 o'clock. See, I'm finna make, and we tried to lock him in and race. Leon said, if I got arm pressure, I'm going to race you, dog. I told Smoke if they're on six cylinders, all the way to doggone it, Morocco in there, I told on six cylinders to run Legal Leon. Legal Leon come in the doggone the tech area at 5 o'clock, say he need to take his car in, and he's going to shake it down. I tried to get him to run off the trailer, because that's what he brags about. I run off the trailer. Okay, he didn't want to run off the trailer. He said, I'm going to shake my car down. I said, no problem. You got the back tie if you run off the trailer. He said, no, I'm going to shake my car down. I said, okay, you got the back tie and the clip. If you run out the trailer. He said, no, I'm going to shake my car down. So I left him alone for a minute. Then he started talking, and I said, I looked him in his face. I said, that joker do not want to race. He done talked all that shit. He ain't nothing but a... All right, come on, you break him a rhythm. So he sat around there, and he talked about, yeah, all y'all guys from down south, you come up north and think you can make us do what you want. We runs out the back door. I said, hold it. I'll run you out the back door. He said again, I'm going to take my car. Now, that was at 5 o'clock. At 9:45 that night, the track closed at 10 now. At 9:45, Leaky Leon come back to my, he ready to make a shakedown. Now, you tell me, did he want to race? Now, I'm going to stop for a minute. I just want to know, anybody on the phone, Kid, am I lying, Kid?
I left a little early, dog, but when I left, he wasn't trying to do nothing.
Okay. All I want to know is, if Leaky Leon come on any Grudge Inc. show or anybody else show, please, don't mute his mic. Cut his ass off. But anyway, though, we had a couple good races up there. And like Brent Bain was finna say, Prime Time was in the doggone house. But also doggone and Smokey, Jolly Rancher was in the doggone house. And Biz had his doggone new car at the house, Cold Black. Cold, that's C-O-A-L, Cold Black. And guess what? Biz supposed to have had about 5 or 6 doggone races up there. Guys supposed to run. Man, we made a shakedown in old Cold Black. And man, all them jokers. We got to shake down. We got to shake down. They shook down all the way to 945 again. In other words, they did not want to race. Six or seven different guys, GQ Racing, Ground and Pound. Y'all were scared. Eastside Stranglers, y'all were scared. Now, I'm just letting you know all the jokers that talking all the trash that didn't race, didn't want to race the people they were supposed to race. But anyway, Tony Bide and them had the first doggone race, the primetime team had the first race of the day. They had the doggone wheel going up against Boost 12. Boost 12 doggone it, and I ain't trying to be racist or prejudiced, but it seemed like every white person in the house was betting with Boost 12, and about five or six black guys was betting with I just got to call it the way it is, and I'm not being patient, but I'm telling the truth. And I'm joking. I was over there with Boost 12. I mean, they had at least 150 white folks over there putting in the pot. They was putting dollars in there. I saw a guy put some change in the pot. Anyway, they got their pot up and run Boost 12, supposed to run against the Wizard. Anybody on Boost 12 side said, hey, man, don't run him yet. Get you a shakedown pass because y'all just got the car together. Boost 12 said, I don't need to. I probably can whoop him the way I am. So they messed around and messed around and messed around and messed around. The first grudge match, I said grudge match, other day was Boost 12 going up against the doggone Wizard. Okay, Jamie was in the doggone driving the Wizard, doggone it in the right-hand lane. He had made a shakedown pass earlier on horsepower, and I'll tell you about that horsepower pass in a few minutes. All right, Boost 12 was in the left-hand lane. They came around, they both, Jamie did his burnout, did a joint force burnout, bagged him up and got him ready. Boost 12 tried to do a burnout, and he could even spin the tires over in the water bucket. So he said, oh, shit. All of a sudden, I've seen people running and scrambling, so I know that meant they was trying to change them bets. Well, Boost 12 finally got the car to do a burnout. He did a doggone burnout. Did a pretty good old burnout for a turbo car, though. It was kind of weak to me, though. That was just me. And, okay, so they did the burnout and everything and did it. And Jamie over there cleaned out a little nitrous and shit. To be honest with you, it sounded good like a big dog. I can't cuss, so I'm trying to keep it clean. Anyway, Boost 12 was over there doing his thing. So Jamie pulled on up there. He staged up. Boost 12 staged up. Both of them had a light on apiece. Jamie went on in. Wasn't messing around. Jamie went on in. Boost 12 built up his boost. Seemed like it took him 30 minutes to build his damn boost up, though, so I don't know whether he was having problems or not. Anyway, he built his boost up and bumped on the lights. He bumped in the damn lights, and they took about 10 minutes for the light to flash. But when the light flashed, got them doggone it, the Wizard bail out of them. Boom! Oh, man. Good lunch. He was a little late on the tree to me, though. Boost 12 was right there almost with him, but Jamie was about a half a car length in front of him. And you can see the doggone flames on one side of Jamie's car come off. Okay, you know how they had them banked. The other side was supposed to come out. Well, the other side is supposed to come out. Shoot, I think smoke started coming out their side, so it didn't do nothing. But as they went on down there, you know them different systems, you can see that right side. Boom! Flames coming out their side. Left side ain't nothing coming out. I said, oh, shit, he's going to have a bad day. But Booster 12 was over on the other side. She still wasn't going nowhere. And I started saying, oh, shit, somebody got a bad day. Basically, what I'm trying to say is we had two fast-ass cars that made a good race at a slow pace. And Jamie took the win on the big end down there. And but his nitrous was having nitrous problems. I think only one side of his motor was working. But Jamie, he got the doggone win on that doggone race on that. And I swear, it seemed like about 200 people, white folks, fell out the damn stands when the light came on the Wizard side. And they took the first win. I got to take a break. If y'all want to say something about them, I'll tell you about the rest of them in a minute. Go ahead, somebody.
No, hold on a minute. Yep. I got the one and only. Hold on, kid. I got the one and only on here, the man who went up there and did some damage to them northern guys, Mr. Boss Bob.
No, hey, man, I didn't want you to say that until I finished telling about Tony, but go ahead. What up, boss? What up, Tony?
What's up, now? What's up?
Shoot, I didn't get a chance to get the rest of the report. I just wanted to give everybody a picture of that one. I didn't want to tell about how Tony jumped up, pulled up his doggone shirt, and said he had a chance. I said, Tony, put your shirt down, man. You got more stomach than chest, man. But, Tony, am I lying about them jokers fell out there? Am I lying, Tony?
Oh, yeah. We're up there, you know. We asked for the, basically, we asked, you know, we brought four cars up there, Brad, man. And the slowest car was in the camp was the Wizard. So we just said, fuck it. We went, had a small tire car up there with no Wizard balls. They said, man, they took me over there to Boost 12. And I said, man, you the fan, everybody's supposed to be scared of you up here? He said, yep. I said, well, we ain't goddamn scared of you. Get your ass to the lap down and let's go. We're going to let you run our slowest car first. You get by that car, we're going to let you run the damn truck, the Europe by the truck, let you run the Wizard. I mean the Thriller. Couldn't even get by the first goddamn car. So
Hold on one second, Tony. Let me drink some holy water here for a second. Hold on a minute.
Tony, like I said, I was trying to keep it clean, but Tony, you know, you can't tell his story unless he's comfortable with it. So. Just close your ears, Brad, man, and let him tell it the way you want to tell it so you can understand it.
Hey, thank you. Thank you. Come on now, y'all. Go ahead.
Man, you know when you go to a new school, y'all been transferred to a new school and just go slap the hell out the biggest bully out there first. You got to worry about the rest of.
Yeah.
So that's what we decided to do. We wanted the fastest one up. Then everybody was terrified because Boost Twelve had Butt Nigga locked in. So when he found out, he started talking shit about Butt Nigga was scared and all that stuff. I said, well, Prime Time is scared. We got our slowest car and slapped the hell out of him with it. And then talking about they were ready to run King Kong. You know they beat King Kong last year. So, man, we said, y'all boys up north, y'all ain't really running, man. Y'all ain't fair. Y'all can't beat our slowest car in the camp. So we locked in the money. I think we locked in 300 on 2,000 better. But that was in the main part. I had a lot of people betting on the sides and everything. Everybody talking about this going to gap us and all that stuff. But we come up there to race, man. We ain't come up there just to hang around. But we did a bad thing, so called. When we beat him, because it was hard to get any more races, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, they were out there say we had prime time slower car and beat their faster car. It was a hard time to get races, you know? So I was setting the race for us.
Let me ask you one question, Tony. Was Never Scared in the house?
Never Scared was in the house and was shaking like a damn leaf on a doggone tree.
What are you talking about, dog? Hold on. Slow the fuck down. First off, I got the call from Biz to come race the Wizard, but I couldn't come fuck the Wizard up. This Flinch you talking
come on,
shit
come on,
now.
Never scared.
You ain't gonna talk about Never Scared like that.
Hold on, fellas.
Breadman let us give him a little out of line. What we said, we don't use too hard of a curse words. But Squinch, we ain't doing that. But Never Scared was in the house, and I'm gonna say it nice, but I'm gonna keep it clean because we don't cuss that much on Breadman's show. Never Scared was in the house. Scared to death, Squinchy, and you was there too, and you didn't bust a grape either.
I wasn't there. First off, dog, I wasn't there.
But I'm talking about when you know we were coming.
Hold on.
When Prime Time came in the house with four cars and doggone the Biz came in there with three cars, smoking all us, all y'all block talk gangsters that y'all don't hear this morning was not in the house. So all that old block talk shit, y'all can leave it on block talk if you're going to race, doggone it, race. Now, I'm going on mute tonight, too. I hear some dumb shit
going. Hold on, dog. Don't go on mute. They called me the day before. It was too short a notice for me to get down there to whoop on that car. I'm gonna tell you what I want you to do, though. And Tony,
hold on,
you tell us
after
hold
we do the race.
You got to say what you have to say, dog. Thriller, Wizard, and the truck. I got with Darth Vader and Darth Vader and the Brat. If I gotta come close to you. But we need to really put that together. Y'all coming down on the knife, right, Tony?
Man, you mean to tell me? Biz been advertising the race for the last 6 months, and you ain't know who's coming up there. That's what you're trying
right
to get
now.
Down
I'm glad
you're
trying to
tell
you.
Hold up.
Let Tony and me get a race report, and you can talk about this other shit later, because just like Tony just said, y'all been knowing about this damn race for 6 months. So, Squinchy, hold up a minute, Squinchy. I ain't trying to run it. This ain't my show, but Squinchy, let us get the race report out, and then if you want to argue, if Breadman ain't got enough time, we can argue, because y'all had plenty enough damn time to get ready. And we come wait 13 hours up there to whoop y'all ass, and now y'all come on the radio show the day after the goddamn race. Now y'all ready to race.
Well, anyway, Brad, man, anyway, our second race, we had a back half Cutlass with big tires on it and wheelie bars, and we ran him with one gun on our S10 truck. So that wasn't really no race. We gapped him, too. So that was, we were 2-0. I mean, it's terrible, man. You got back half.
Hold on, Tony doesn't make this stuff seem unexciting. Okay, next up, they was talking trash. Tony going around at the track. The police told Tony he had to stop bothering people by racing because people were getting nervous up there. So they seen the doggone Smith Racing Boys. The Smith Racing Boys had that old car he was talking about. So Tony said, okay, we got to make a shakedown pass with the S10 truck. Tommy Cribs, the Blue Magic truck out of prime time. We got to make a shakedown. The boy said, oh, you think y'all something because y'all can come in Vanalva's house and just do anything you want to. Tony told him, said, no, we can't do anything we want to, but we going to do anything we want to. So now Tony tell him about the racer with the truck and the doggone truck in the car.
Well, they did two good run outs with lines up, pro treat. They wanted to run the quarter, but I said, no, we'll run eight. They said, run the quarter. I said, okay, we'll run the quarter. So light come down, and I don't think Tommy saw him until he got back to the ticket booth.
Everybody wants to say
we want to go out the back door, but we went out the back door. It didn't make no difference. We was about two calls ahead of him at the eight. It was two calls ahead of him at the quarter, so that don't make no difference.
All right, Brent, man, I got to stop Tony again because I got to set up the most anticipated race up there. Okay, the most anticipated race up there, but it got the most attention. Everybody at the track. See, now they had that old yellow Camaro. Now, I got to admit, now, they had a yellow Camaro, the old 69 yellow Camaro. I think that's a big-time racing Camaro.
Yellow.
Everybody at the track. I mean, they like that was the only car from up that way that was going to race because they were trying to put that car on everything in the camp. So, you know Tony Bynes, how he do now. Tony Bynes was down there. He was playing poker. Tony Bynes was playing poker. So he was doggone it. He had nobody to play at deuces at first. So he was playing poker. So Tony said he didn't want to doggone it do that right quick. So we sat around and sat around. Everybody again at the track, all they talk about was big-time racing Camaro, big-time racing Camaro. Now, don't forget now, that man got 1637s on the doggone car, window bars, a big chief motor with three carburetors on there. He wanted to run the doggone it Rambo, doggone it with little tires. In this instance, Tony got had little, was the underdog in this one. So anyway, they talked and talked and talked, and they finally got the race up. And I'm going to let Tony tell about the race, but I'm going to be honest with you, Brad, man. Doggone it, that was the worst. That was worth the price of submission, that one race right there. We had a little controversy with it. If Tony don't tell it the good way, I'll tell it. But I'm going to let Tony tell about his own race. But that was the best race up there that whole night.
Well, Brad, man, you know, we signed up 8th of Mile Pro Tree, you know, head up is my pro tree. And I don't know, some kind of way my first sister didn't come on, you know, so he jumped out about 2-3 cars on me. Then my second and third sister come on. I ran him back down. It was like a photo finish at the 8. But, you know, they say he was a nose ahead of me, so he took the win. Like, but quarter mile, you know, I got off it at the 8th, and he went on too, but I guess he crossed the quarter mile first, you know, so I had him backed off for it. But, you know, that was a good race. I lost. It was a little controversial, but I still lost the race and everything, so. But, you know, I would have won the race, you know, if ain't nobody else. But, you know, my first gun didn't come on. That's why he jumped out about 2-3 cars out of home, man, you know. So that made us 2-1 right there. So then we had a little Mustang that I wanted to run a blue truck, and he wouldn't run head up. He kept begging and begging for the backstage tie. So we said, fuck it, we 2-1. We can't finish nothing but 2-2. So we locked him in, gave him the backstage tie. You know, by that time, everybody was scared of prime time by that time. And time to pre-season stage, like, come on, he just left. He didn't wait on the tree to come down. He just left, just nervous. So we, all in all, we ended up being 3-1 for the whole day. Pretty good, you know, that's pretty good, you know. As long as we can have more wins and losses when we go on these road trips, we feel satisfied.
Well, Tony didn't tell it the right way. Now, when we go out of town, me and Tony don't get along in town because we're going to try to kill each other in town. When we go out of town, we together. So prime time, really, we're gonna put all our stuff together. Got to add one more in there. Bad Storm, doggone it. Started shakedown with the busy little car, Cold Black, and he paid the punk out. So that means prime time with 4-1. Then we coming there with Smokey, doggone it, with 4-1, Leaking Leon. And Leaking Leon got scared. So that make it 5-1. Then we come up there with doggone it Chuck. Back Chuck got a tube chest, Monte Carlo, big ties, Willy bars and everything. He come up there, he got mad because he didn't like the race he had signed up for that he had locked up for. He didn't like that. So he paid the damn punk out. So that means goddamn it prime time really was 6-1. Then we had the Jolly Rancher up there too. We did a shakedown with Jolly Rancher and 17 more people fell out the damn bleachers. Couldn't even get him to get the. And see, how me and Tony messed up, we all was parked right there together, man. When they seen all of us parked there together, Shit, seemed like everybody else wanted to park way out their way. We couldn't get nobody but the chicken man over there and the burrito man and the cooking people around us because everybody else was scared to death of us. We had the whole goddamn whole lot there by our damn self. So we went out and so prime time really was about 6-1 this week, 6-1. And the race he did lost. He didn't jump out two colleagues on Tony. He had Tony about a half a colleague. But Tony Ward really did me in real fast. And that was the damn best race of the day, though. And we appreciate the people at No Limit Raceway for having us up there. And it was a good damn turnout, and we had a good time with them. That's all I'm going to say, Brent, man.
Well,
yeah,
I got a question. I got a question for Tony Bynes. Since you beat up on everybody like that, who let y'all out of jail? Because I got a text saying that they were holding y'all down there at the jailhouse, and we needed to send y'all some bail money. Was that true, Tony?
I just got back home an hour ago.
We had
Jay Barnes going to get us on lot and everything, you know, like, but we do that every time we come to Indiana up there, every time. And for boys know we'll be coming. John, you come up there without a car. No skids, he didn't bring his car. All these groceries we had on groceries. I mean, it's the race was advertised that we could travel 13, 14 hours. I mean, we could travel 1 and 2 hours. But you know what I'm saying, they'd be scared to show up.
I didn't know about the race. They asked me 2 days before the race. No, I didn't know about the race. Again, I had a previous engagement in your backyard. If I'd have known about the race, we really had more time to prep for it. And then it's the weekend before our big 26 race at Martin. I would have came and entertained it. They asked me to run the Wizard. That ain't no problem. For real, the Wizard? Come on.
Hey, Squishy, we appreciate that. But what I'm saying is, man, we came out there, man. I've been damn here. It was down to 300 cars up there, man, and we couldn't even doggone it. We couldn't even.
Listen, what part of the.
Let me talk. When I be quiet, then you can talk, Squish. All I'm doing is setting up the format. Let me talk, and then you can say what I'm saying. It was damn 200 or 300 cars up there, man. Every car we asked to race, the first thing come out their mouth. I mean, the first thing. Dang, that's what y'all going to give us. We need the back tire. We need this. I mean, that's the first thing. Now, Squishy, with 200 or 300 cars of that, man, we should at least have had about 10 or 20 races, man.
Yeah, that's true. That's the way you put it. I wasn't there. I'm going off what you said. What state was you in? You weren't never scared at. So that's all I'm saying.
And the point I'm trying to make, too, Biz coming there with – now, I don't know why Biz wasted gas pulling his old slow-ass car up there. Biz pulled his old slow-ass Mustang up there, and doggone it, they were scared to raise it, man. Now, them Biz is born. Biz got a doggone – a small block with a damn – with a plate, man, with a plate on 28, and they was begging from that.
Well, let me ask y'all a question. Did we have anybody up there to take any of this Southern barbecue sauce up there? Did anybody even eat any of the barbecue we had up there, dog? I mean, it sounded like the
O'Cook was up there. I don't know what kind of sauce he had on it, but I don't know what Tony got in them ribs. Them damn ribs was good as shit. I don't know what the hell O'Cook, though, because he cooked down there in Holly Springs, too, though. That was the one that was supposed to doggone it, have a cook-off with 901 Bad Boys cook. He had some doggone good ribs.
Just wondering if it sounded like the North just you know, ran even further north up to Canada somewhere.
Y'all boys ain't made it to the mitten yet, for real. When y'all come on down Detroit, we gonna let it happen, for real. I'm only gonna take so much. That sound good in Illinois, the business place. Y'all ain't made it to where we known as the Motor City yet, for real.
Tony, you still on the phone?
Yeah, I'm still on the phone.
Okay, now Breadman, I want Tony still on the phone. Tony Bynes, if doggone it, somebody from up north, if somebody of the whole north, east, west, or whatever, if somebody from up there are coming to Valdosta that's close to you, where you going to be at, boss?
Valdosta, first one
in the gate. We came way up there. Y'all should have been, we was closer to y'all than y'all was closer to us, so where the hell y'all was at?
You're right, dog. I'm going to give it to you there. I should switched up what I had to do and came there because y'all did cross the borders. And I apologize for that. I mean, ain't no other way I can make it up. But you calling me out, I got to come to you. That's the only way I can see to make it up. You know, I got this race this weekend, and we got the race that Tony and them gonna come down to. I appreciate that. What I'm coming at is I'm not gonna let y'all come down and not get the race you want with me. I can speak on the cards that I know I can lock in, and the two that I'm gonna lock in right now is the Brad and then Darth Vader. I know you're gonna get the races you want with me. For real. We're gonna go with that. Longest Thriller, and Thriller there, and Thriller there, and the Wizard, then you got that. You got that. And I don't even care if you bring the truck.
Hold on a second. 313-2526, what's going on?
What's going on, fellas? Everybody all right?
Yeah, who we speaking with?
This Wayne from Never Scared, from Detroit,
oh,
man.
Lord, we got two of them on the line.
That's right. And I'm going to be honest with you. I agree with Quincy and I agree with Dog. You know what I mean? You know, if Quincy would have been there, it would have been a different story. But I feel like the North did kind of drop the ball on this one, man.
That's stand up. But if we had a Suffolk Northern call us that was at the race call up and was man up like y'all would, and just say, you know what, we dropped the ball, I would appreciate that. They got another 10 minutes to call in. Y'all text everybody that you know. Y'all know was at that race. Have a call in the Bread Man Show call. I want them to tell Tony Bynes and Dog to their face and all our listeners how the North, y'all talk good. And then to find out, y'all ain't even take no cake over there to Dog so y'all can send me some oatmeal cake. I'm mad about that. I'm mad y'all
I'm from Detroit. I ain't from Chicago, so I can't, you know, the food part was out of my control. But all I can tell y'all is.
All I can tell y'all is, Breadman,
August the 9th will be a different story. I promise that. If it don't be a different story, I quit racing.
Hey, look here. Can anybody doggone it off? Vouch for doggone Legion Leon with that weak shit he put. I need somebody to call in, Breadman, if we got to stay over on that, we need to find out from Leaky Leon. And he's going to be the governor. He the governor of somebody there. If he the governor, he need to be impeached.
All I heard Leaky Leon say all for the last 2-3 weeks was talking about running off the trailer. When he got there, he was talking about doing a shakedown. I said, oh, my God, this guy playing games.
Hold on, Wayne, was you over there when I told him I was running out the back door, the side door? Was you over there when I was talking to that boy?
Yeah, I was in the vicinity. I was, you know, y'all had a little crowd, but I was standing back. I caught most of it.
I took every excuse he had, I took it from him. Every excuse he had, I took it from him.
Yeah.
And see, that right now, tell Wayne he owe me $200 because, see, I wasn't going to run out the back door. I had to pay Tony Bynes $200 for to get his mechanic to change the doggone gears in my doggone winter car so I can run out the back door. And Legion Lee going to come in there at 9:45 telling me he's ready to make a shakedown and the track close at 10.
I don't know, dog, but I'm gonna have to talk with him and find out what happened.
Yeah.
I bet I catch him on that. If I catch him on AM Blog Talk Show talking shit, I'm gonna have a murder case.
Hey, Big Wayne, I got a question for you. What happened to SVO and Tricky Racing Mustang?
SVO was there, and I don't know. I can't speak for them.
Don't speak for him. I'm finna get him on the phone because he texted me all last week talking about how bad they were going to be. They're going to be in the house. The South better watch out. Get on the Terry. Hit the phone. Hit the one button if you on here. I know you listening somewhere.
I'm going to be honest with you. They was they put it on that pot with Boost 12 and the Wizard. I think Tony might have something to do with them not showing up to doing that race. I'm going on mute.
Dog. You know when you talk, dog, that don't do nothing but chill me out. Anytime you say something, slick.
Hey, I didn't want to tell it all then. What about when Terry had that dog on that traction meet out there checking the track for traction to make sure they get in the right spot? They bought a doggone $10,000 traction meet out there doing a traction meet on the track. Man, when I did walk out there with them old cheap ass shoes he had on and put Jamie in the same damn traction, and he didn't need no damn traction meet.
Is that what they were doing, dog?
Hey, the only thing I agree with you about, dog, is them shoes might have been cheap.
Tony had some damn old Jordans or some shit. He went out there and did the same traction meet and put Jamie in the damn track for the best traction.
Yeah, now y'all know Tony don't wear no Jordan 2. When y'all see Tony, he got them white shoes on, them ponies. Them ponies.
Oh, Tony had some Jordans, man. He got somebody gave him some Jordans, man.
Tony, you wear Jordans now?
Oh, yeah, I wear Jordans sometimes. I wear them in a raffle or something. I get my shoes at Walmart.
Oh man, it's all good. You need a good shooter when you're running fast the way you're running, Tony. It's all good.
Yeah.
I personally want to congratulate all the guys from the South that went up there and showed out. I want to congratulate y'all on the show, and I also want to. I want to say, you know, to the North, I'm not here to rub it in your face or anything, but you know what I mean? Y'all need to get with it, man, because this is not good. You know what
hey,
I mean?
Hey, I ain't taking it as you rub it in our face, because if we'd have put our best foot forward and got our ass kicked, it'd be a different story. But, you know, it is what it is. But all tonight, we're going to change all that shit. I promise you that.
Well, yeah, Walmart ran out of preparation.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, this is what I'm saying. I feel like.
Ah, Brad, man, before you say that, I got to keep it real, man. I just can't keep my mouth shut. Call B is faggot ass. She's right, Fritz. I got to get a little. Call B is faggot ass because he should have been on your show the first thing to thank the people for coming to his damn race. It's a Grudge Inc. race. Got dog on it. It's a Grudge Inc. show. The first one of the day. His ass should have been on here to thank the people for coming to his race. So get his ass on the damn phone, Brad, man.
Yeah.
DJ, hit him up and get him on here, DJ.
Yeah. Hey, and real quick before this show ends, hey, August 9th, Mile of Michigan, $10,000, no buy-in, guaranteed shootout. 29.5, 10.5W, smaller. So, Prime Time will be in the house, 901 will be in the house, Little Rick will be in the house, Willie Dog will be hosting. So, we're looking forward to seeing y'all.
Wow.
And y'all know damn well if they don't do the right thing, I'm going to have a special show. You know I will. I'll have a special show Saturday night.
I bet money to different turnout, dog. However you want to bet it.
Well, I'm going to have a special show. Go to bed. You know, I got to keep it real. I'm going to keep it real. All
right.
Hey, Willie Dog. I'm bringing a NASCAR. I'm bringing a NASCAR.
I won't squinch it. I won't squinch it. Squinch it who I want. I won't squinch it.
I'm bringing a NASCAR, Willie Dog. I'm bringing a NASCAR. It's going to turn
hey,
out.
Hey,
Wayne, you might have messed up, Wayne. You might have messed up. When you said prime time going to be in the house, that might have made four more people not show up, man. You better make sure you don't tell them prime time going to be in there. They might not show up.
Hey, we don't have them problems in Detroit, man. Detroit don't have them problems.
Hey, they told me that doggone in Chicago was the doggone in the capital of the gangsters. They said they put the G in gangsters. Seems like they put the doggone the S in sister.
Seems like they put the S in sissy.
I'm going to say it on the doggone air. Who don't like it? Y'all Chicago is some sissies.
Don't be talking about like us. Not like that, dog.
I ain't talking about you kids. We ain't talking about the fans. We talking about the racers.
I will say this. Big Will has some good chicken wings.
Yeah, it did.
Oh, shit.
Well, I did hear Leon was on Lil Tony show last night talking stuff to Brian Davis. Tell Brian Davis if he doggone it gonna lock him in, make sure he get a certified check sent to his bank in a vault.
God damn, though. You rough.
Come on.
Y'all hold on 1 minute. I hate to interrupt y'all, but I got one of the world famous Chicago, what did he call it? What the guy that was on that Chicago show, supposed to be a real Chicago gangster. Everybody in the world scared of this man, and he walked in his backyard. They said he had on some 501s. Tight, straight leg, Levi jeans with some painless ponchos on with a tight Fruit of Balloon shirt. We got the one and only Donye on here.
Hey, it was 502.
you know, we came up there, showed out, and they said that you wasn't but 10 minutes from your house, and you still wouldn't go get your car. What was going on?
My car wasn't there.
All right, well, okay, before Danielle tell a lie, let me go and get him straight. What happened? Danielle came to the track a little late. What happened? He came a little late. What he did was he came to the track. You know, they got he came to the track, and he seen Tony was there. When he seen Tony was there, he had his car, but he took his car back, and then he came back. That's why he was late getting to the track.
Well,
I called first. Checking, hey, is Tony there? They said, yeah. I said, all right, I'm going to leave that at home.
Now, on the real though, Brad, man, on the real though, Dunye was disappointed because his boys did let him down. He was right there trying to get some races up, but his boys did let him down. He might not tell it, but I looked in his face too. See, if you look in the Joker face, you can see it. Dunye did want to race, but his boys let him down. I'm going to say that. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, hey, all I know is what I was told, and I heard it. You heard the way he just answered me right then with a little hostility, like, you know what I mean? When your car, I heard that he was acting like he redid the theme. Y'all remember Boys in the Hood when Cuba Gooding Jr. was swinging in the air because he heard the helicopter? They say Donye was doing that because Tony Bynes was at the track. Can y'all believe that? Good God Almighty.
they don't believe that.
Oh yeah, they believe that. We heard from you.
Nah,
I don't know is that the truth or not though. But I did see Danielle walking over to Tony's doggone his trailer about four times with a tray and some Kool-Aid on it.
Oh yeah. Well, you know they say he's a good guy like that. You know what I mean? But I'm wondering, Donnie, why ain't nobody bring no oatmeal cake home, man? I can't believe that. I told Tony, if they don't bring you no oatmeal cake, Tony, just go on here and run over all of them. And when I checked in with Tony, he said he ain't had nothing. Then y'all went and sick the police on my boy, and we had to send money to get him bailed out. That's a shame. Y'all really did something unjust.
We had to put the police on him, huh?
Oh, yeah. I can't wait. I can't wait to get Terry on here. I've got to get Terry on. We are going to have some announcements before the end of the show. I do want to see that. Got y'all covered. But with that being said, anybody have any other announcements? I appreciate you getting on, Donye. See how y'all see how he do? All this noise wasn't on here until he got on here. But if y'all hey, Donye, we look forward. Are you going to put in your race on August the 9th?
August 2nd, Cordova Dragway. Yeah, Super Bowl of Grudge Racing. Midwest Super Bowl of Grudge. The baddest grudge races in the Midwest will be in the house.
Also, y'all got a big $5,000 shootout, right?
Yeah, big size shootout. 44 force racing smaller. 2,800 pound minimum. Any suspension.
All right, that's gonna be what time the gates open up there? What time the gates open up there, brother?
Gates open at 10 o'clock.
All right, the gates open at 10 o'clock. Y'all going to be running to how long? How long you going to be running to it, baby?
That I don't know. Just depends on how, at least 10 o'clock, maybe longer, just depend on, you know, what's going on.
All right, don't sound so excited about your race, Danye. Come on, baby. Don't sound so excited.
Well, it's going. I'm telling everybody, lock in early, man. Lock in now. Come to race. Don't stand around and wait till the track getting ready to close before you want to get it on.
Who you locked in with so far, Donye?
We locked in with Cold Killer. Got a couple races locked in. Let me see. We got.
You ain't got to tell us. I just want to know who you was locked in with, and I want to know.
Locked in with Cold Killer.
Did you call Tony Bynes and lock him
and
in?
Tell him what?
What you mean and tell him
I tried to lock Tony Bynes in for that date. He said he don't know if he's going to make it.
What?
Yeah, I'll try to lock him in for over a second. He said he don't know. He's going to be up here three times in a row and he don't know. So. He's going to get back with me sometime today.
Mm-hmm. Where you at, boss? You still on here?
Now, hold on a minute. Before you go any further, Brad, man, before we go any further, on the behalf of Biz, if you couldn't get over to Biz and Jay Barnes and Grudge Inc., we want to thank everybody for coming out to the No Limit Raceway this past Saturday. We appreciate all the fellowship that we got out there and all the down south guys that came up, and we want to thank all the guys from up there coming there. We had a real good turnout, pretty decent good race there, and we want to thank Jay Barnes, Grudge Inc., and Biz and all the guys for putting on a good race at No Limit Raceway, Brittany.
And I'm going to go up to Biz.
Hey, dog, did you pass out my two flies you took, man?
I passed out seven of them, to be honest. If you want to be honest, I passed out seven.
You passed out seven.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't take about 10 or 12 of them. I got them. I got you, though. I got you, baby. I got you. And I'm going to promote you on my show, man. I got you. Ain't no problem.
All right.
Well,
yeah, it should be good. We got a lot of people coming out. It should be a good show in Port Dover.
That sounds good. I appreciate you, Donye. I'm finna go up this list here, all the mics I got open, because
I gotta stop you again. I'm sorry, Brayman. I ain't trying to run your show, but I know you ain't got much time. Biz on. Let Biz need to be the one to come on. That was his race. Let Biz on there right quick.
We tried to. We ain't been able to get him. You got him on your line or what?
He just told me he on. So Biz, press the one button. Tell him what line you on. Because he didn't want to be thanking him. It was his race. He needed to be thanking him. But, you know, I was doing it on his head. They just gave you couldn't get on. He's on, he said.
Oh, Lord.
Good thing about Cordova, Dog, if you can't race, you can always step off there in the river and go fishing.
Kid, I don't like fishing. Fishing for old men.
Oh, okay.
Hello? 6614.
What's going on, Brad Mayer?
What's going on? Who am I talking to?
The Eastside Strangler, Stoke.
I missed Stoke. Y'all need to change that name from Eastside Stranglers to David Baby Wiping thing in the ass. That's what you need to change.
No, man. No, I ain't going to do that, dog. But real talk, man, I had a good time with y'all, man, when y'all was up here, man. You, Tony, Cowboy Trigger Man, everybody that came with y'all, the guy with the S-10 truck. Man, I'm glad y'all came up here, man. We all had a good time, man. Didn't know we enjoyed y'all company, man.
That's what's up. I'm sure it really looked from the videos that they was posting like they had a good time. And, you know, nobody wants to come all the way up that way and not really run and do what they want to do. But I can hear it in Dog's voice. I know he still had fun, and you know, he enjoyed himself. I'm sure he did.
I didn't enjoy myself, Brad, man, but I gotta do it like I want to. We should have had more races. If you come to our backyard and they had that many cars at the track, Brad, man, you don't have to race for no hell of a lot of money, but you should have had some. We should have had more races. I'm going to say that, and I'm not going to back down from that. All them guys, Biz had three or four guys that pulled to race him, and as soon as he get there, they done bagged down for it. I get in the gate good, man. I mean, you know, if you come to somebody's house, you got to entertain them in a racing way, too. But Stokes is right. We had a good time with that now. That's always good, but we still want to race, though.
Yeah. And that's what we come to the track for, man. Don't bring no damn kind of track just to stand around and talk to no motherfucker. Fuck that. Get on somebody's ass. Yeah.
Well, Stokes, I appreciate you for calling in, and I'd love for you to call in at any time, but I do have a policy. I've been really slacking, and a lot of folks been getting on me about not that I'm targeting this at you, Stokes. But I just want to say while I have everybody on, this goes to everybody. I am not perfect. This is the Bread Man. I am not perfect in no way, but I do try to spend 2 hours out my day to use words other than what we use normally in the grudge community. So in the future, if we could refrain or find another way to communicate without using profound words, I would greatly appreciate it. Just on this show, that's just something to keep us sharp. You know what I mean? We try to build a lot of things, but one thing, we build cars, we build houses, but what about building our mindset and building our vocab? That's what I be working on. That's just my take. And like I said, this is not angled at just you, it's everybody. Because sometimes I do fall short myself. But with that being said, we getting ready to close on out. If any of y'all, I'm going to go up the ladder for everybody that has their mics open, that you heard the unmute, you have an opportunity to say something. And I'll go on up the ladder. I'm starting at the bottom here, 773-3969. Your final comments before we get out of here.
Hey, what's going on, bro? Man, it's Big Kern.
What's up, Big Kern?
I just got on the show, man, and I just didn't. I heard about stuff about guys not wrestling. I just didn't hear nobody say we stood up.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
True that.
You got Kid on here. Kid was on here.
I just didn't hear nobody. I would like for them guys to go over that race again with that Mustang and that truck. I want to hear that said again.
Hey, who got all the background noise, man? Somebody mute your phone if you're not talking, fellas.
I want to hear how that race went down again.
With the Mustang and the truck. Is that background noise?
That ain't me.
Oh, they didn't stop. Go ahead. Dog,
hey, if Tony on the phone, let Tony take. Tony, you on the phone still, Tony? Tony Bynes. Hey, boss, you on the phone, Tony? Okay, anyway, the Mustang and the truck, if you want to know, the Mustang was supposed to get the back tie. But when he got in there, he lit the bulbs up and just took off before the tree was even activated. That's what happened on that race. So he did lose the park out money on that race. He lost that race because he staged up and just took off before the tree was activated.
There was a malfunction in the tree. He did roll through the beam, but there was a malfunction in the tree.
No,
and,
the tree ain't malfunctioning. The tree can't function until both cars are staged up to activate. It wasn't a malfunction in the tree. He didn't let the tree activate.
You're right, dog.
I ain't trying to be funny. What I'm saying is,
the tree can't activate unless both
cars stage up there. He didn't let both cars stage up before he took off. That's why the tree didn't activate.
I did want to say we wanted to try that race again, head up, right back again for double or nothing, and I don't think Prime Time wanted none of that action.
I got to agree. You're right. I got to admit that. Now, if you don't bring it up, I ain't going to tell that part, but I got to agree. You're all right.
So, Bread Man.
Yes, sir.
When you speak of them sprinklers, you better know that we gonna get out, man. I don't know about a lot of them guys, you know, but when you speak of them sprinklers, man, you better know, man, we gonna get out. And I just don't think Prime Time wanted no more of that action with that Mustang, man.
Hey, you came on. Hey, wait, hold on. Y'all go to mute, man. Y'all come on now. Y'all know I don't play all this Noah stuff when we be talking on this phone. Yeah, go ahead, Big Perm. My bad. I appreciate you for coming on and stepping up because that's something that we didn't know. You know what I'm saying?
I'm sure nobody knows that. Bread, man, we can't hear because of all the noise. We can't hear. They still got all that noise out there, Bread, man.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm finna close. Hey, Big Perm, I'm going to get up with you, man. They done frustrated me big time, man.
One more thing I gotta say, why you gonna call me at the end of the show, man?
Bread, I was on there for a while, Bread. I was on there for a while, Bread, with my one pushing. Nobody else, you never opened me up, Bread.
Well, hey, I apologize, Big Perm. I've been strolling down and going back and forth with this and that. And I'm trying to get a whole lot better to open up the mic, Big Perm. I apologize.
Hey, Bread, I just wanted to say one more thing. That was the first pass on that car. That car went on the motor, and we never sprayed that car. We never knew what that car was going to do when we locked in and tried to go.
Well, there y'all have it. And I do want to mention.
Hey, Brad, let me say this before you get off the phone, man.
Hold on. I got to throw this out there. Hold that thought. Good Lord. Y'all boys from the north, y'all want to get on here all night and talk and act like you want to talk. And here it is. Didn't nobody want to say nothing except Eastside Strangler boys down there. Where you was, Kanye? Wait, hold on 1 minute. Let me go ahead and throw this out there before I forget. On August the 19th, we
the South on August the 19th, most of the South will be at US 19. Why? Why are we going to this track? Because this track is owned by one of our own and somebody that has actually been in the NHRA.
Breadman. That's August the 16th, not the 19th.
Did I say the 19th?
Yeah.
Well, I would be remiss if Dog didn't correct me. It is the 16th. My apology for wrong information, but I am sitting here looking at the 16th. Anyway, it is Bobby Child's track, and we need to. I know Georgia. If y'all don't stand up for this right here, man, come on now. We need to stand up. And I know y'all got races up there, but for those of y'all that are traveling down this way, y'all stop on in US 19. I will greet you at the gate, and you know what I mean? Shake your hand. I definitely want to see you. Definitely. August the 16th, US 19.
Hey, Brad, my mic open?
Yeah, your mic has been open. Go ahead.
Okay, this is, man. I had it on mute because I was with the family, but I'm so solo now. I want to first thank all the back door. I want to thank all the back door callers, people calling different people, tell them not to come to the race. I want to thank all the ones that told them that the track wasn't going to hook. I want to thank all of them because it was free publicity, free advertising. But I want to doubly thank the people that did show up and that paid, you know, the entry fee and came out and had a good time. And I really thank you guys for coming out. The fans spoke. They did come out. We had a good time. And I take my hat off to the guys for traveling all the way up 12, 13 hours. And I definitely want to thank the guys that even traveled 30, 45 minutes to get to the track. You know, it was a really frustrating 3 months of this race, man. We was at one track in Michigan, that track didn't open, and then we went back to 41, and you know, the people was on Facebook telling people not to come to the race. I mean, and I know everybody, just about everybody that had did the backdoor calling. So, you know, it's a small circle. Some men act like women, and they call you and let you know who's talking against you. And you know, I'm just gonna keep a mental note, man, because I'm not a jealous hearted type of dude. I'm not a dude to hold a grudge. But when you try to affect somebody's livelihood personally, man, I think that's you know, that shows what type of true character that you are. And you know, it was a frustrating 3 months trying to promote a simple grudge race, man. So I'm glad it is over, but we will be back up there. So
I had a good time, Biz.
Hey, Sid, I appreciate it, bro. I appreciate it.
Well, there we have it, y'all. He came on, and I want to thank you, man. It was late, but I was looking for you earlier in the show to come on, and you know what I mean? This is the first Grudge Inc. show of the week, and I know that it was a lot of it's a lot of guys from Chicago, all up north, that you know really supports my show. I want to tell them thank you, man. Thank y'all right now. You know, y'all always been here, and we ain't going nowhere. You know, we ain't going nowhere because we got five more months in this year before I decide on whether or not I'm going to turn my paperwork in and see if I can get another position, you know, that's a little bit higher in the company. But with that being said, 478-9092, your mic's open, and you got 1 minute because I said it was going to be a short show, and I am not going to be hung in here. Come on with your final thoughts, 9092. Come on with it. Hello. Moving on up. Thank you.
Hey.
3969. 773-3969. Is this you, Big Perm?
guess he don't say it all. He gonna say, moving on up. 708-0992. Final thought.
Hey. Yeah.
Final thought.
That's that trampoline. They can put it. They, you can go get it. They put it in the back of your truck.
Alrighty. 414-6614.
Yeah, I can take it off when I get home tonight. Yeah.
You bought it?
No.
9 and 92.
Brett Man.
Yes, sir.
Brett Man.
Yes, sir. You
want? Yeah. Oh, yeah, three of them. Hey, 15, hey, look, 14, and 12. Y'all just figure out which one y'all want.
You, y'all have to show
you at. Hello.
It always decided to listen to, you know, dog Tony Vine them. Give them race report, you know, dog gonna make it. Dog gonna make you enjoy it. Whether it was bad, the better what the result come out to be. Like I said, I wanna thank you for reaching about my 2-year anniversary. Thank dog for you know, putting the right date out there, and I also wanna thank dog for allowing me to come on his show with some airtime. But I just wanna let everybody know I'll be 16. But 15 and 16, we're gonna meet and greet y'all on 15 and 16. Got to my 2-year anniversary. We got some of everything going on. I got a lot of names that said they were coming. Tyler talked to Lil Tony yesterday. He said the Marcus City will be in the house. Larry King. He got a question ball by his name. Talked to Nicole. Nicole checking her schedule. She said more like she's going to be there. Mississippi Joe. Chop Chop. J-Bond, Grudge, Inc., John Forrest, what's his name, Kenny Undertaker Scott. I mean, the list just goes on. Cold Killer, Type Man. I mean, it just goes on. I know I'm going to miss somebody. Doug Hine, Baller Collar Customer. I said, you know he's going to be there. So we are expecting a lot of people to come. So I appreciate everybody coming out. We do have two different classes. John Harry, get the thing out the way, Type. Brett, man, we got a $2,000 small block. We got a $2,000 28-29, and also we do have a bracket race, and we got a $2,000 28, and we got a bracket. So we trying to give everybody something to do. But if you don't bring a car, come on out and hang out with me and break some bread with me, and I would just love to see a lot of the guys. I know I missed a lot of names. There's just a lot of people that I've talked to. William Browns, and you get through skinning up Dolomite. He said he's going to speak up in there. But the 5-speed said, if things go fine, he's going to be here. Now, there's just a lot of people sitting here coming. So I would sure appreciate it to see everybody, all of the 16, 15 and 16. And if you need to call me for reservation and stuff, just give me a call, and I keep the information to the motel and the racetrack. Thank you, Brett, man.
Thank you, sir, anytime. Appreciate it. And we're definitely promoting
it. Can I say this? Everybody is invited. I hadn't had a chance to talk to Mike, what's his name, Tony Wright, but I just want to let him know everybody is invited. Mike, Tony Wright, what's his name in Florida, Raceway, down there, International Raceway, what, Buddy Rowe?
Buddy Rowe, and Quick Rick and all the boys down there.
They said they all going to be in the house. So a lot of people I didn't have a chance to talk to, but just, you know, everybody is invited. Everybody. Me and Ronnie Brown been talking. I mean, he's working on one end, so, and Dog, he's helping me. I really do appreciate it. So I thank y'all very much. I'm out the way now. Thank you.
All righty, and we're going on up from there. 248-5593. Your mic is open. Final thoughts.
Good show, Brad, man. First time listening. Hope y'all come down on August 9th to the Never Scared event, $10,000 shootout, Grudge Racing. We will be entertaining anybody with the Spoiled Brat and Darth Vader car. Plus, we will have some 28, 29-inch cars down there, our block, big block. We will fit the format of anybody from the South coming down. Never Scared. Have a good day.
Hey, Never Scared, what track are you referring to coming down to?
We're coming down to Milan, Michigan. It's going to be at Milan, Michigan. It's a good hooking track.
Oh, yeah, that is. That is a real good track. Okie doke.
That's our
home
track. We invite y'all, like you say, doing the fellowshipping and good food, everything. We're going to have it all out there for y'all August the 9th.
Sound good. Thank you, Chief, and thank you for supporting the show.
All right.
Yes, sir. 773-7115. Come on with it.
Good show there, Brad, man. You know, this is me, the kid. You know, I had a good time kicking with old dogs. But good show, man.
I'm glad. I wanted to ask you, what was the outcome of the fundraiser that
Hey, Brad, man, why don't you get all the thoughts before you start talking, Brad, man.
Well,
then I was going to cover that. Boy, you quit reading my mind, Brad, man. You read my mind.
Hey, kid, you done with everything?
I couldn't even tell you, Brad, man.
Okay, no. Okay. Well, thank you, Dope. Thank you. And I'm going on up. Go ahead. Go. Oh, dog. No, you got to be last, dog. I'm going to go up here to Don Yee Mike. Don Yee.
Hey, Fred.
Yeah.
Next time you better text me a little earlier there, buddy. I expect to see you in the house August 2nd, too.
You know what?
This weekend, Saturday, we had a big fish on the hook, a big Georgia fish on the hook. He shook real good and shook himself loose. You know, had everybody expecting something. I don't think he wanted the trouble, though.
Hey, he talking about me, I think, Red Man. I think he talking about me.
I don't say no name, Willie, but, you know, I don't say no name. So.
Well,
we'll explain that when you got more time, Red Man. Am I the last man to go ahead and get it, my final thoughts, Red Man?
Hey, Donye, we'll talk soon, my brother. Be safe out there, man.
All right.
Yeah, go ahead, the one and only. Go ahead, Godfather.
Okay, yeah, like everybody said, and like Kid said, man, Kid a stand-up guy, and I like Kid because Kid, he talks the same way, he don't care if he mad. I really can't tell if he mad or not because he's just talking that same level voice all the time. And he came up and we shook hands and we fellowshiped a little bit, so props out to you, Kid, man. I love you, bro. And Donye, man, I don't care how much I dog Donye, I can never dog a man at a race. Donye is that a race, and I can understand him not having his car there or whatever. I can understand that if you want to make sure he got a race coming up, he want his car at his race, I can understand that too. So I can't fault him for that. And on another thing, on a good note, everybody forgot about my man Sleepy. Sleepy had a hell of a, we want to appreciate Biz for one thing, for allowing him to have the doggone raffle and everything. They gave away some gas and Big Willie for getting away free dinners and everything for Sleepy. They had the raffles, and Sleepy was satisfied with the raffle. Me and my man, Matt McGlohorn, MTL Automotive, we made our contributions to him personally. Me and Matt McGlohorn from MTL Automotive, we made our contributions to him personally, to him in his hand. And he had a damn good raffle. And I think he took up some pretty decent money for him. But all money that he took up is in the blessing of God. Whatever he do with it is his business, and we hope it helped him and his family. He was in good spirits and everything up there. And to be honest with you, and he had a bittersweet day, Brad, man, because he was driving a little truck up there, and he blew the little truck up there. But he still, it's one thing about Sleepy, man, he's always in good doggone spirits, man. The guy didn't even see him down or nothing, man. So it made me feel good just talking to Sleepy, man. But we want to thank everybody who contributed to Sleepy's, mishap and everything. We want to thank all y'all for that and everything. And overall, Brad, man, it was a damn good event. Thank Biz, Grudge Inc., J-Bonds, and all the people that put it on, man. And it's nothing wrong with us getting along. I wish we didn't have all these different organizations and people just going from this way and the back door stuff and this here. Biz spoke on that a minute ago. I wish Biz had just left that alone and just thanked the people that did contribute. The doggone haters and the people that did the underground stuff, they'll get theirs when it's their time. So with that being said, Brad, man, overall, outstanding show they had. Outstanding show. Props to everybody that came. Everybody that couldn't come for whatever reason, hey, props to y'all. Just hope everybody get home safe and everything's okay. Brad, man, hell of a show. Get Joe from the talk of everything back on there when he got time to answer some questions and continue to do what you're doing. Appreciate you having me, Brad, man. Appreciate you letting me have my time to say what I want to say, Brad, man. Thank you.
Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure. With that being said, y'all know what's next. Brad, man, finna get in this mix. Inspirational Vitamin. Yeah. the inspirational vitamin this week goes out to that old Smiley, that individual that definitely we definitely wanted things, prayed for him, and did what we had to do as a community. That's what this here is about, grudge racing and hold on a minute. Y'all hold on. And I'll have to get back with him. Also, I apologize, y'all. I'm getting ready to get the inspirational vitamin out of the way. I still got information coming in. But I'm going to go ahead and go with the inspirational vitamin. Things always have a way of working out. Never underestimate the power of prayer, faith, and love. Remember, each day you have a blessing from God. Have a blessed week. This is the Bread Man. One time for your mind. We got it out the way. Thank y'all.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Woo! To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power.